Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. In the United States, law enforcement agency the FBI has warned of planned armed protests across the country in the days before Joe Biden is sworn in as president. Security officials say there will be no repeat of the breach seen on January the 6th when supporters of President Donald Trump broke into the US Capitol building where politicians were voting to certify the election result. Mr. Biden says he fully intends to take the oath of office outside of the US Capitol building.
I'm not afraid of taking the oath outside, and we've been getting briefed, but I think it's critically important that there be a real serious focus on holding those folks who engage in sedition and threaten people's lives, that they be held accountable.
It comes as Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf became the latest senior Trump administration official to resign following the attack on the US Capitol building. Queensland has recorded 3 new COVID-19 cases, one of which is the partner of the quarantine hotel worker with the UK variant reported yesterday. The other two are return travellers in hotel quarantine. The state's chief health officer, Dr. Jeanette Young, says Queenslanders need to remain cautious as there's still a small risk of infection from the partner.
So I am asking people who went to any of the venues that he went to please immediately come forward and get tested. On the 5th of January, he went to the Bunnings warehouse at Acacia Ridge between 2 p.m. and 2:40 p.m. Then the next day, on the 6th of January, he went to the Sunnybank Cellars at Hellowell Road in Sunnybank Hills between 2:05 and 2:15 p.m.
The 3-day lockdown for Greater Brisbane has ended, but certain restrictions will stay in place. Masks must be worn in indoor spaces and carried at all times in the Greater Brisbane area. Queensland Police Deputy Commissioner Steve Golshevsky says penalties will apply for people disobeying the rules.
We will always give people the opportunity to comply with the directions. However, if people choose not to do that, there are strict penalties that apply and up to a $1,300 fine could be imposed.
Health officials in New South Wales say they have only been able to identify the source of one of the 5 new cases of COVID-19 recorded in the state. A woman connected to the Western Sydney Borrella outbreak was in isolation when she developed COVID-19. Dr. Jeremy McNulty from New South Wales Health says teams are still trying to work out how a man and woman in their 40s from the Upper Northern Beaches acquired COVID-19. For the 6th straight day, Victoria has recorded 0 COVID-19 cases acquired locally or interstate. It comes as Victoria's border with regional New South Wales has reopened following the launch of a new permit system. A Victorian government spokesperson has apologised for delays experienced by users trying to log on to the Services Victoria website on Monday night. The leaders of Russia, Azerbaijan and Armenia have signed a deal to develop economic relations and infrastructure to help the entire region. Leaders of Azerbaijan and Armenia have come together for the first time since a truce brokered in November, which ended a 6-week conflict over the contested Nagorno-Karabakh region. Russia's president, Vladimir Putin, says he's optimistic about the future relations between the countries. The pact that we signed today reveals our confidence, as the ceasefire agreement also included removing obstacles in transportation. That will speed up the region's development and improve security. I'm Biwa Kwan. This is SBS News in Easy English.